Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This world has gone to the dogs. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know, I can hardly watch the news, let alone all these advertisements that slip into your TV sometimes where a guy is dressed as a woman and vice versa. All the things that are going on today, I'm really more concerned about the real dog, the canine. This potential community comment to come forth, because what you don't know is sometimes I bail in the middle of these rants and start a new one. But here goes. It really dawned on me in this very impactful way when Mrs. Jones and I went for a hike Sunday in the Headwaters Forest Reserve, which was created back in 1999. If you haven't taken that stroll, I suggest it. There's a sign that clearly states no dogs are allowed, also emphasizing that they don't care if your dog is friendly. No dogs, and I think it's a marvelous rule. In my first run-in with those four-legged offshoots of wolves, foxes, and coyotes, was as a paperboy for the Morning Daily Time Standard. Papers on the back of my fender, papers on the handlebars, likely 50 or 60 house porches to hit with accuracy. My route, are you ready for this? Went from 14th Street down to 7th Street, and then from K Street over to O Street. We called it grub money so we could eat with the students at the, it's called the Students Union across from Eureka High. Of course, getting up at 5:30 dark to get the papers on the subscribers' porches was hard enough for a skinny 16-year-old kid, but swinging my foot to clip a German Shepherd in the teeth was a weekly event. Don't get me wrong, you know, I've had numerous dogs, all varieties, beagles to Dobermans, but time out. When I say this world has gone to dogs, I'm including sitting at a local deli recently and having some person with what they call their social connection or companion dog. You know, I'm happy that people like to walk their dogs, too. Fortunately, carrying a bag with them to clean up after the mess their pet may have or may not have made. And fortunately, it's now a fad, and there's even bag stations around parks, schools, and the whole lot. Still can't say I don't get a little pile in the middle of my beautiful green lawn from time to time, though. That said, further, I'm ripping on man's best friend, leaving my shrubbery alone. One of my plants is now dead from the dog left leg peeing, and now I noticed the other day that one dog had his feet and was thatching my lawn where I didn't want it thatched. All in all, just think it's rude for anyone to assume that their nice pit bull cross, for example, doesn't bite. In my world, the insurance world, there's a lot of dogs. In fact, there's a list of 10. You can't have them. The carrier won't give you a policy. Not to mention there's exclusions up the wahoo. Then there's the incessant barking, like a former neighbor, huge German Shepherd, didn't even get out the screen door and was barking at nothing. Well, we did take care of that late night problem, had a little thing called the 10 p.m. ordinance to resolve. Lest you think I'm a grumpy old man, so be it. But don't let me get started about those hundreds of ravens in my 10-block radius. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.